En Cox, estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
¡Hey, José! ¿Café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla, templadito sin azúcar?
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit, well worth popping into. Great food, great atmosphere, just a great vibe, to be honest. And the bar staff are fantastic. It's just a great spot. Pop in and tell them that the lads from the Opinions Matter podcast asked you to call in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Doctors in the United States will soon be advised not to prescribe the pain reliever Tylenol, which we know in this part of the world as paracetamol, to pregnant women. That's according to American President Donald Trump. He was citing a disputed link between the drug and autism. The American president claimed earlier this week that taking Tylenol, as I said, known as paracetamol elsewhere, is no good, and that pregnant women should fight like hell to only take it in cases of extreme fever. Now, medical experts have strongly pushed back on the claims, with some calling the president's comments dangerous. It has sparked fear into many parents who have children with autism, mothers in particular, because a lot of them are now thinking, oh, geez, did I take paracetamol when I was pregnant? I wonder, is that what happened? I wonder, is that how the child, how our child has autism? And it really is quite scary, because there is no scientific evidence that proves any sort of a link between taking paracetamol and autism. Absolutely none.
I was horrified and angry listening to the press conference where he stood there and more or less mammy-shamed. That's what he was doing. He was mammy-shamed. And a lot of you are probably thinking, nobody's going to believe Trump because he's a fucking idiot and all that. There are millions, tens of millions of Americans, hundreds of millions probably, of Americans who believe every word that comes out of that man's mouth, and that now are going to feel guilty because they have a child with autism, and they're going to feel guilty and they're going to be thinking back, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken that pain relief. Because I can tell you now, on our 3 kids, when my wife was pregnant, she took, I don't know what the painkiller was, but she did take painkiller. Sorry, she had really bad back pain during the 3 pregnancies, from the weight of the pregnancy, and she ended up having to take painkillers on all 3 pregnancies. Now, what that orange prick Trump is saying is that if one of her children was born with autism, that she probably is to blame for taking painkiller during pregnancy. It's a disgusting thing for him to say, and it's a dangerous thing for him to say. Because,
and again, just to clarify, studies have been conducted in the past, and they show no clear evidence that proves any direct relationship between the prudent use of paracetamol during any trimester and fetal developmental issues. In other words, nothing has been proven, and yet, as Jeremy said, this clown of an American president goes waffling away. In fact, let's have a listen to what he actually said. This is Trump speaking about Tylenol, which we know as paracetamol. This is in the White House this week.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, is that okay?
Yes.
Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
Not good. Taking Tylenol or paracetamol, according to the world's expert in autism, President Donald Trump, is not good. And the question that we're asking is what your reaction is to this, particularly if you are an autism parent, if you've children with autism. I would love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Adrian. Sorry I can't come on to the show, but I was just seeing the topic. My question is this. What if he's right? Just what if he's right? You look at the way the overprescription of medication, especially in America, and all the stuff they put into that food over in America, pharmaceuticals and colorings and all of this nonsense, the poison that they pump into us on a daily basis. What if he's right? What if it does just stop people to sit back and have a little think about what they're actually putting into their body just because some bloke in a white coat told them to. We've all seen social experiments where people do what they're told by people in white coats in places of authority just because they're told without any evidence. So my question is, doctors, just what if he's right? Or what if it just gives someone pause to have a little think about what they're actually doing to themselves? Because as we know, over the last 6 years, vaccines are safe and effective. They stop transmission. They do this, they do that, and they've done none of it. And this was spewed from doctors and medical professionals and governments all over the world. So again, the question is just this. What if he is right? What if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is right? What if they're right? Imagine the backlash down of the pharmaceutical companies and the governments that have gone before that lied about it all for so long. So that's just my question, doctors. What if he's right?
En Cox, estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla, templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Killian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Killian?
I'm doing very well, yourself.
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this? The American president telling the world that you should not take paracetamol while you're pregnant. It's linked to autism. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so first instinct is you obviously want to sort of look at what he's saying and why he's sort of saying it. And then also you want to look at yourself and sort of see, you know, does that make sense to you as a person, as a family? I've got a child on the way. And I know for a fact, like, I won't be taking any, I suppose, medication. My wife won't be taking any medication, sorry, when it comes to during the whole pregnancy. Because at the end of the day, these companies that are creating the medicines, you know, it's all public available information. Pfizer have been fined about $11.3 billion since 2000, all from illegal marketing, promotion, overcharging, unfair pricing, false claims, fraud, safety and environment, kickbacks and obviously bribery as well. So if as a mother and as a parent, you know, you should really look at that and be like, should I accept for what they're saying as the truth? You know, would this actually directly link towards it? Yes or no? I'm not sure. I don't really know. And I suppose I was going to say, like, I'm not a doctor, but at the end of the day, you know, do they have the links to that? I'm not sure, but, you know,
Let me go back to the point that you just made, that during her pregnancy, your partner will not be taking any medication. Now, what if, mm-hmm. what if she does suffer from back pain or just has particular pain during her pregnancy? What's she to do? Do what the American president said? Stick it out?
Well, if there's a bit of back pain, I'm sure you should probably understand that it's natural to have back pain during pregnancy because there's extra weight on the front of your body, which is going to happen.
That wasn't the question that I asked. I'm asking, if a woman who's pregnant is in pain, do you think she should just stick it out and not take paracetamol, which is the only medication that really can help a pregnant woman? And we're not talking about overdosing on it, we're talking about using it in moderation. You would still be urging your wife not to take any?
Absolutely.
And
I would be a good husband, and I would help her out if she needs a massage. If she needs any other sort of methods, we could probably talk. We could figure it out, get a hot water ball, whatever it may be. If she wants to potentially go to a doctor, or even, you know, there's many doctors with many different opinions, you know. They're never going to get it right.
But hang on, I think it was my wife's second pregnancy, and I want to find out from a second where this came from, whether it's your wife or whether it's you. But during my wife's second pregnancy, she was running a fever, and it was she was literally burning up one night. And she said to me, "What do you think? Should I take something to bring the fever down?" And I said, "Absolutely. That's your body telling you that you need to bring that temperature down." And I can't remember what the medication was that she took, but she took, and she's qualified in the medical field. She knows all about medication. She took medication to bring that fever down. Are you talking?
And I'm assuming it was paracetamol. I'd imagine it was.
It wasn't anything stronger than paracetamol. Mm. But are you trying to tell me that if your wife, I mean, how long has she gone at the moment?
It's a few months.
Are you going to tell me that if she happened to run a fever tonight, that you would discourage her from taking the paracetamol to bring that fever down?
Yeah, I just think it needs to be changed. Like, if you want to, let me finish my sentence.
Of course, you can finish your sentence, yeah.
Okay, so you should not, personally, we don't directly look for medication straight away when we're ill. We try and find the root cause, okay? If you have some sort of fever, there's obviously something going on, but blocking the pain and, you know, taking a paracetamol, which 99% you're going to take Pfizer's paracetamol, okay? Like, is that the solution, the real solution, okay? Yeah, it might fix it for a few hours. You might feel better. But when, like, does feeling better always make the problem go away? Probably not all the time.
Okay, but you know and I know that medication, I'm sure you'd take a paracetamol, would you?
No. Absolutely not.
And what are you concerned about?
Myself. The fact that the people around me and people are literally being lied to all the time when it comes to these companies. I just firmly believe people need to start opening up.
Okay, but
interrupting me again.
Okay, no, let me ask, do you use any medication for anything that, like, if you have a toothache, say for instance, you have a killer of a toothache on a Saturday night, and would you take a Nurofen Plus?
Absolutely not.
Well, if you had blood pressure, would you take blood pressure tablets to bring your blood pressure down?
Look at your diet, what are you doing? Like, why would I take tablets for blood pressure when if I look at what I'm actually putting into my body, which Irish people, we have a terrible, terrible, terrible example to doing that. We never do it. We're always like, go to the doctor, he'll have an answer. Like, there's been so many cases, and I have a very close friend that's in the paper as well, where doctors actually misdiagnose things and they're dead because of it. And they're just, the thing is, I'm not saying all doctors are like that. And, you know, I'm putting my hand on my heart here. They're not all like that. There's good doctors out there, but everyone has their own opinion. I personally do not like medication at all. If you have a toothache, you know, if you want, you know, maybe get some clove oil, put it on the tooth, see what happens.
Okay, like, you're obviously then somebody, Killian, that has never been in debilitating pain, that the only thing that will cure your pain is medication. You've obviously never been that soldier.
I don't think that there should be ever a time where, like, oh, look, I'm so debilitated with a toothache where I just need to take this, when there is always a natural remedy in some sort or shape, form.
Couple of questions. Kevin, a couple of questions for you. The first one is, you and your partner who's pregnant, is this a decision that she made alone, or did you kind of push her to say, listen, I don't want you taking pain relief while you're pregnant? Did she come to that decision alone? And if so, how did
Absolutely.
She come? Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, we had a conversation like grown adults, and we both laid out our issues, our pros and cons, and we both have an opinion in this relationship, with like every other relationship should. And we both just said, look, I think it's best for this, and she thinks it's best for this. And I was like, okay, can we try this? Can we try that? Okay, let's give it a go.
Okay, so let me ask you then, in terms of something like paracetamol and the American president saying it's bad, don't take Tylenol, which we know is paracetamol. Is that one of the reasons that you would prefer your wife not to take paracetamol while she's pregnant, because of the potential, at least in Trump's world, the potential linked to autism?
He wouldn't be the main influence of me saying that, no.
Do you believe what he said about the potential link between paracetamol and autism?
I don't know that answer.
Is it one of your concerns? Is it in the back of your mind when you hear hear somebody like the American president saying it?
Absolutely, I would definitely think twice about everything.
No, I mean you should, I suppose, when it concerns your baby. Not that a child being born with autism is a bad thing. I always see autism as a superpower for a child. I know it can be difficult.
Yeah, same.
It can be difficult if the child is nonverbal and it has its list of difficulties. But it's also a superpower that a child has. But I just like as regards pain relief when she goes into labour, what's going to happen there? I assume she's going to give birth in a hospital, is she?
Yeah, we've been discussing that.
Okay.
What the best sort of practices are.
Okay, so presuming when she goes into labour, will you be, this is the wrong word to say, but will you be happy? Will you allow her to take an epidural?
These are things you need to communicate, obviously, directly with your wife. What I'm going to do.
I know, but it's a fairly serious decision to make.
it's super serious, and I suppose like there is other risks as well when it comes to when you do take an epidural. You know, you need to start researching this stuff. But like,
okay,
it does increase the heart rate.
The bottom line is you try not to ever take medication. Your wife is the same. If she's in pain during her pregnancy, she won't be taking any paracetamol. And one of the concerns that you have is this alleged, and by the way, it's been totally disproven, but this belief that there is a link between paracetamol and autism. That's one concern in the back of your mind as well.
Of course, yes, you should always be thinking about that, especially with these companies when, as I said already, 11.3 billion in fines since 2000. But I would definitely not trust that.
Okay, despite the fact that any research into a link made that Trump is claiming is not backed up by any evidence, you still would be more on the side of what the president was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second.
I admire your honesty. I disagree with every single thing you're saying, but I admire your honesty. And it seems like you and your partner are singing off the same hymn sheet, even though it's a different hymn sheet to the one I would be singing off. And I it's very well and good sitting here when she's not a neighbour saying, well, she won't be taking any pain relief. But when a woman is in excruciating pain, and I mean, I asked my wife, because as men, we don't know how much pain labour is, but my wife said to me, after giving birth to her first, she says, imagine the most serious pain that you've ever been in your life, multiply that by 100, and that is what labour is like. And I think the vast majority of women do need some sort of pain relief when they are giving birth. And I would hate to think that your wife would go through birth in serious pain because of your feelings towards pain relief.
It would be our feelings. But I suppose, look, in the moment, you know, no one knows what's going to happen. But that's the thing. When you are under excruciating pain, you know, you can make different decisions. Just like if you're in fight or flight sort of situation, you're going to make vastly different sort of, I suppose, decisions at that point as well, you know. And I suppose that's a part of life in a way.
All right, stay with me for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
My blood is boiling, to be honest with you, Adrian, boiling. I find it so damn offensive and infuriating as a man who has autism, who has nephews with autism, that an absolute idiot, a fucking disgrace of a human being like Trump, a human sewer, can say such stupid, idiotic things out there, such lies about autism that just isn't true. And that his cult of supporters who believe every single word he says, like it's the gospel according to Trump, will believe it as fact. That man Trump is an absolute fucking disgrace. I swear to God, if I was Taoiseach, I would have summoned the US ambassador over Trump's idiot cult, and I would have torn into him, and I would have called up Trump
Hang on a sec, Anthony. Killian, by his own admission, said that his opinions on Big Pharma and his opinions on pain relief and vaccines are not based on Donald Trump. In fact, Killian came to this decision long before Donald Trump made that speech this week. You felt about this for a long time, haven't you, Killian?
Yeah, just in general, it happens. I used to take medication when I was younger, I'm 26 now next week, and I used to take medication. I used to almost rely on it. And then I just took a step back and started actually looking at the label and understanding what's going on. And I think that's something that everyone should do. Mind what you put in your body. Care for it, because your ancestors probably did the same thing. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go to tree hugger here, but at the end of the day, you need to start looking at what you put in your body and start seeing the truths, and in your own way, not my way.
Now, there you go, Anthony. This man doesn't trust pharmaceutical companies, basically, and doesn't trust medication, and believes that there could possibly, it's certainly one of his considerations, paracetamol could possibly, in his belief, be linked to autism. What do you say to...
There is no evidence to back that up. That guy's a fucking idiot. And Trump is fucking idiot as well, to say what he said. Say his crap.
You sound like a very pleasant person to spend time with.
I cannot believe people are so ignorant about autism. I cannot believe people are so fucking ignorant about it. How somebody who has autism, who my mother had to fight for years to get me assessed for autism. She had to fight for years for that. I just find it so disgraceful that people are so damn ignorant about autism. They can make up these stupid, unproven claims about what caused it. Genetics caused it.
Anthony, hang on a sec, Anthony. First of all, I don't think, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Killian hasn't mentioned the word autism once in his... We've been talking to him for 10 minutes.
No, I did ask him specifically about paracetamol, and would this alleged link that Trump is highlighting, would that be a consideration in the back of his mind? And he said yes, okay? He very clearly said yes. Can I ask you then, Anthony, when you hear somebody like the American president clutching at straws, trying to find a link between something and autism, trying to find a cause for autism. What do you think of that?
Because I am just so damn enraged at what he said, all right? Because he is a fucking liar. He is a liar. He's a criminal. He lies about everything. If I was Taoiseach, I would be absolutely flipping my fucking lid at what Trump was saying. And I warn him to walk it fucking back. Walk it back. Or you will be losing a friend in Europe.
Okay,
I'd be considering not getting relations with America. Okay, Trump is a Russian puppet. He's a fucking idiot.
Okay, I get the message. You're not very fond of him.
But I hate Trump.
Okay, well, get that as well. So let me go back to the point of the conversation. This alleged link, and again, it has not been scientifically proven. Let me ask you your belief about autism and the cause of autism, if there is a cause. What do you believe caused your autism, if that's a possible thing to answer?
It's genetics. That is what causes people to have autism. Those are the facts. What we know has the facts is what the medical experts have shown us. It's genetics that are the cause for why I got into autism, why my nephews got into autism, why a lot of people in this country had autism, why a lot of famous people had autism. For example, Padraig Pearce, he had a form of autism apparently. Eva De Valera, he apparently had a form of autism as well. Einstein, for example, a lot of famous people through history had a form of autism. People just need to educate themselves on the facts, not listen to pieces of garbage like Trump, and just listen to the medical experts who know what they're talking about, who are not failed businessmen and rapists like Trump. Listen to the medical experts, as they know what they're talking about.
Okay, so Killian, just to go back to you on that point, that rather than listening to or in any way heeding anything that somebody like Donald Trump is saying, and his right-hand man, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., rather than listening to people like them, who a lot of people see as absolute crackpots, you should listen to the doctors, the medics, the scientists who are saying that no, there is no proven link at all between paracetamol and autism. In other words, listen to the experts rather than the crackpots.
What your question was, what do I think of that?
Yes.
It's a good question, I suppose. It's a pretty difficult one to answer, if you want me to be honest with you. But when you really sort of look at it, you know, yeah, you spend a couple of years doing the doctors and learning this, and you learn books and medical studies and whatnot. Like, that's absolutely fine, and I respect people who do that. But I suppose it's hard to answer that in a way. Like, I would always just do my own research also. You know, there's many doctors out there that have been shut up and been told not to be, you know, doing certain things, and, you know, not being publishing certain, you know, facts as well, you know. And it's all just my facts are better than your facts. And, you know, I don't really think it's a very fair playing ground, because at the end of the day, you know, there's left, right, middle, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I suppose there's always left publications, there's right publications. It's a very hard question.
Okay,
I
want to play a couple of WhatsApp messages and get your response to them. These are directed at you. Andrea, firstly, for you, Killian.
Yeah.
Is Killian talking about any medication when his partner is pregnant, or just paracetamol? Because I had to go on blood thinning injections twice a day when I was pregnant to make sure my child arrived safely and to make sure I was safe during the pregnancy. Would he be against that also?
Well, Killian, I got the feeling that you would be against any type of medication.
Yeah, we try and refrain from it as much as possible.
So even if, as you heard from Andrea, she needed blood thinning medication to protect her and her child, you would be against that as well?
Yeah, not to be rude or anything, but like, there's probably a reason beforehand of why that was needed in the first place. I hope everything was going well with the pregnancy as well.
All right, Killian, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. There's a few more people want to talk to you. Let me bring this message in from Henry.
Hi, guys. I can't come on today, but I'd just like to say there, take up what Jonathan just said there on his previous voice note. He said, what if Trump is right and also Robert Kennedy is right? Sure. Where do those two get their PhDs in bloody medicine, did they? I don't think so. And he said vaccines never ever worked, but where did measles go? Where did smallpox go? Where did tuberculosis go? And where did polio go? Well, they didn't grow wings and fly away, did they?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
En Cox, estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Huge reaction to this conversation today. We got this message from Vivian, who is an autism mum, and she has a message for Killian.
Hey guys, can't come on, but interesting topic. As a mum of a child with autism, can you just tell Killian there just to check his little do his research? You know, as he said, he likes to check things out. The first case of autism was diagnosed, as far as my memory is concerned, I think it was 1911. Paracetamol wasn't around until the 1930s. So how the fuck can autism be linked to paracetamol? Trump and the brain worm. So Mango Mussolini and his little brain worm pal, RFK, fucking whatever his bleeding name is, gobshite. They haven't a clue what they're talking about. They haven't a clue. These studies have been done to death and disproved to death. So tell Killian to cop on. And if his wife needs anything to help her, she should take it. Why would he want to see her suffer in pain? Is he a sadist? Fucking prick.
Now, there's somebody who's not happy with you, Killian.
Yeah, I don't think she's happy with a lot of things. Probably not just me. Look, I wish you and your family the best in any way possible, I suppose. Before even saying anything as well, like, people don't understand that they haven't heard, like, that do I have any, you know, people who have autism in the family? Yes, I do. I've actually very close relatives. And I still firmly believe there's a lot more factors involved with that. With the whole Trump thing as well, I only said it was a possibility. You know, I don't live, die, you know, sleep, listen to Trump podcasts when I'm going to bed at nighttime, you know, just to tug underneath my blanket.
No, but the fact is, and she was a bit wrong, it was the 1940s. The first diagnosis of autism was in the 1940s. People say that autism only existed in the last 20 years. That's bullshit. It wasn't diagnosed for years. And I've said this before, if you look back to your school days in the 70s or 80s, and even the 90s before autism was mentioned, you will, looking back, you will know that there was kids in the class.
Absolutely,
that,
yeah, 100%.
Oh God, now I know. They were just seen as strange or a bit odd at the time, but it was actually autism. So the movie Rain Man, which was out in the 90s, was literally a movie all about him having autism.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello, I'm Grant.
Well, Laura, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, just Trump with the paracetamol thing, it's crazy. But, like, I have a question here. What is this whole hatred against autism? I just honestly don't get it. Like, people freak out of, like, you know, I'm trying to get autism, blah, blah, blah. But, like, what is wrong with autism? Like, I just
absolutely,
don't get it.
Absolutely, yeah. Nothing.
It's a different way of thinking. It's just with your brain. You think in a different way than a normal person. And I'm sure people that don't have autism think in different ways as well. Like, especially with, like, a perfect example of the education system. You might have somebody takes information in a factual way, or you might have people that take information in spatial awareness way, or you might have people that, you know, are hands-on in relation to information. So there's those basic things as well when we look at the perspective on things. But with autism, it's kind of like people with autism, like, as if they have some type of disease or anything like that. And that's what I don't like, especially with people slagging Anthony as well. When I see him on comments saying, why does he curse a lot? Sometimes people with autism, they're very blunt and they speak angry, you know, like...
Are delighted. I'm always delighted to talk to Anthony, particularly on this topic, because I know it's something you feel strongly
into
about.
Into the topic, sometimes that happens when people into the topic. There's no reason. Very blunt in the way they talk, and that's something about autism. And people, I'm very surprised people don't actually notice that. Like, I see Anthony courses, you know, I don't judge him on that. That's just the way he talks. He's very passionate when he talks.
So going back to Donald Trump and his statement on using paracetamol, or Tylenol, as they call it in America, what's your reaction?
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And when you hear...
very, very dangerous and false information. Seems if he's blaming women on... like, you know, his baby getting autism and stuff like that. And, like, there's also your thing as well, like, with, like, if a man and woman are trying to have a kid, it's also the father's responsibility and being healthy as well. Like, so this whole thing, putting a target towards women and taking painkillers and stuff like that. And your other man that was talking there about his wife not letting her have painkillers and stuff like that. Well, if she gets an infection, you know, she needs to take antibiotics. You know, that's what medication is for.
But I get the feeling, Killian, that...
Yeah, I think everyone just assumes that I tell my wife what to do. She's in a cage in the corner. Not once did I mention that. No, it's not. It's literally not. It's if you think that, then there's something wrong. Generally, like, I literally not once said. I said it many times. It's a choice between both of us, and people are just taking it to the wrong.
You're not the one carrying the child, though. So you wouldn't know understand her perspective on pain threshold. You wouldn't, though. You wouldn't know what she's going through. She could say, yeah, okay. But
don't change my words. I never once said I wouldn't let her, so don't change my words. I said I would prefer her not to, and it's her choice. I said that multiple times, so don't twist my words.
Okay, so if it was a case that, God forbid, she gets some infection or something happens during the pregnancy and medication is the only way to deal with it, you're not going to stand there and say absolutely not.
Of course not. Like, if it's life or death, like, if something's going to happen, then we're going to do something. As I said, in the moment, we might completely change our mind, and that's completely fine. But we would prefer not to.
All right, stay there for a second, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Amanda.
Hey, guys, Amanda here. I'm laughing at your man sitting there saying about women who are pregnant that to be grand without the paracetamol, so it's a bit of back pain or whatever. you've never carried a child for 9 months. You've certainly never gave birth to a child. And I can assure you, even the paracetamol's not strong enough for the pain. And that's even during pregnancy. You think your back rub's going to solve the fact that I was 7 months pregnant and I had, like, I think my baby was about 7-8 pounds already. Like, he was heavy. Like, my body physically wouldn't stretch anymore. He was getting that big. And I couldn't walk. He was literally on my spine. You think a back rub is going to fix that? Come on. Like...
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Rona, you are a mother of two autistic children. What is your reaction to what we heard from American President Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, fact, he couldn't even pronounce the word, first of all, made it even funnier. But, my whole concept of what he came out with was, one, that he was making it, talking about autism like there's something wrong with it, and that it's an epidemic and all that, and that it can be caused by diagnosis. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Autism has been around for a lot longer than diagnosis has, and I don't believe for one second that taking paracetamol during a pregnancy is causing it. I think he's causing a lot of drama unnecessarily, you know, without any sort of proof or any sort of backing on it, looking over at his peers and asking, you know, is this okay to say, oh, well, not really, but I'm going to say it anyway. It was absolutely ridiculous, the whole statement and the whole conversation that he came out with. It was baffling. And I know, personally, I have a lot of autism groups, parenting groups, and like we've all spoken about it, and a lot of people just rolling their eyes to it, first of all, because it was just such a ridiculous statement to come out with. But it's also like the thing that probably upset me the most with the whole thing of it was saying that there was, like, it's a pandemic, it's an epidemic of autism. Like, there's nothing wrong with having autism, in my opinion. I have two boys with autism and they're the most amazing kids. They've taught me so much in my life. They think differently to I do, and once I've understood how they think, you know, I can talk with them, you know what I mean? I would say that there has been a lot of changes in sensory issues over the years, but also people aren't eating as much organic food. There's not hemp being grown naturally. There's not, people aren't taking, you know, there's deficiencies, a lot more lead in water and products. And, you know, there's different reasons for sensory issues being a thing, but it doesn't take from autism at all.
Okay, so when you hear the President of the United States making a statement like that, and it strikes me as almost victim blaming, that if you took Tylenol during your pregnancy and you have an autistic child, well, the blame is on you. That's how I read what he said. Are you reading it the same way?
Absolutely. And basically blaming women as well. You know, it's your fault if you take it during pregnancy. It's all your fault if the children have autism. Nothing to do with the men. You know, it's nothing to do with genetics. It's just purely for that, you know, which is absolutely ridiculous. And even the statement that he came out of some groups that, you know, that don't use medication, you know, they don't have children with autism. Is there proof of that? Like, that was, you know, absolutely crazy statements that he came out with. It's outrageous.
And what do you think of this whole attempts by the American administration to find a cause of autism, to find something to point the finger at and to blame for autism?
Again, I come back to the point of there's you know, that's saying that there's something wrong with it as well. You know what I mean? That you know, it's not giving an understanding to autism. It's saying that it's a bad thing, and that it's a, you know, there's rather than actually doing something to help people with autism to actually function in life and actually get, you know, accepted and understood and a balance there. He's looking for a quick cure to say, I cured autism. And there's no cure for autism. That's like saying, you know, I'm going to cure, you know, somebody who has a tendency this way. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Now, obviously, the scientific community has come out in force to say that there is absolutely no proven link between taking paracetamol or the brand name Tylenol in the United States and autism. But statements like this from the President of the United States obviously has some parents concerned.
Yes, you're going to have, you know, followers who are now looking at that and causing a drama for absolutely no reason. If there was medical proof, yes, absolutely, look into it. But I mean, every doctor I have looked at who's commented, or every, you know, professional who's come back and said anything about it, is saying, no, there's no proof of that. There's absolutely no logic behind it. It's just something he's come out. I mean, as I said, he even looked over and said, is this okay? Not really okay. Say, oh, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm the president. I can say what I want. And that's been Trump's style the whole way through this anyway, you know what I mean? Even when it came down to COVID and vaccinations and everything like that, he just says what comes out of his mouth. He doesn't actually think about what he's saying or the consequences of panicking people, like, and that you should tough it out if you're going through pain during your pregnancy. Like, it's baffling, absolutely baffling. Now, like, with no proof behind it.
And just to clarify that studies that have been conducted in the past show that there is no clear evidence that proves a direct relation between paracetamol and during any trimester and fetal development problems. There is literally no proof to suggest that. This is scaremongering by the American president, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's just trying, as I said, he's just trying to get, you know, I got the cause of it. Like, it's just, he wants an accolade for saying that, you know, I cured this, I cured that. And that's like, it is a growing, as he said, a growing epidemic. But rather than looking for things that would help people with autism, he's looking for a reason to blame it, you know, to blame, well, that's what caused that. So we stopped taking that. I would love to see the studies in 20 years if they ban paracetamol during pregnancy, you know, it doesn't even bear thinking about of how he can come out with that and get away with saying that, only that he is the president. Mm. And, you know, that's...
And up till now, probably the only medication that would be recommended for women who are pregnant, who are in pain of some sort, is paracetamol. What would you say to a woman listening to us right now who is pregnant and is now worried about taking paracetamol to and obviously we're not talking about overdosing on paracetamol, we're talking about using it sparingly. But what would you say to that woman who's pregnant right now, who's very worried about this?
You know, obviously under her own doctor's supervision, because every case, first of all, during pregnancy is different, and pain tolerance and other medications and everything like that. So if they're scared or if they're scaremongered by this, to go to their doctor and have a word and feel secure with their doctor on it. You know, obviously I'm not a medic, but, you know, look at who's saying it and look who told us, you know, bleach would help with COVID. Like, it's, I think, to be honest with you, I know from what I read over the last couple of days online, in the autism groups, and the responses to everything is people just rolling their eyes going like, what the hell is this about? You know, I don't think there's going to be a huge majority who are, but if you are, go to your doctor and get the reassurance off your own doctor. And I mean, if the doctor is online everywhere and there's no actual medical proof that this is correct, I wouldn't be worried at all.
All right, Rona, thanks very much indeed. Niall, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niall?
Well, lads, hey, thanks.
Good, thanks, Niall. What did you want to say on this?
I think there needs to be a distinction between what sounds like most of your callers describe as autism and severe autism, because as one of your hosts mentioned earlier there, it's absolutely not a superpower, especially when it's severe, and our child suffers quite a lot, and we've been searching for answers for a long, long time. Now, I hate them. I hate the administration. I'm just glad that it's been talked about and that people are looking into things. I'm not really concerned about this paracetamol thing. I'm not a doctor, I don't know.
Okay, but this is what paracetamol, as you know, is one of the most common medications that we use. It is the most commonly recommended for women who are pregnant. If they're in pain, paracetamol in low doses would be recommended. But now you have the American president saying, don't do it, don't take it, it causes autism. And that just scares people.
Yeah, I get that. But do you really think, does everybody really think that some head of state, it doesn't matter what country it is, will come out with such lies? Like, I get it that there is lies in politics, and I can't trust anyone. I certainly don't trust anyone.
Don't forget, this is the same man who 5 years ago told us to drink bleach to get rid of COVID.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sticking up for him. Like, I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I never have. But my point is that it's worth looking into. You know, with an open mind. I know people get really angry, upset. You know, if Joe Biden came out and said the same thing, would we have the same reaction?
Okay, so when you hear somebody like the American president saying something like this about paracetamol, your argument is, well, there has to be some truth to it. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily that there's some truth to it. Again, I don't know that. From what I looked at, though, there seems to be promising studies around what they said might help or cure certain aspects of autism, like speech and language communication. The study that they mentioned, with the, I can't remember the name of the drug, begins with an L, but it's basically folinic acid. There is a double-blind placebo study done on that in 2018, which showed that 40% to 60% of children who couldn't speak started to speak. So that's an official study in peer-reviewed everything. Like, so I just feel into it myself, because again, as I said, my child with severe autism, he hurts himself a lot, he's done diet plans, he's done everything, you know.
Okay, but as we heard from Anthony earlier on, and Anthony has autism, he lives with autism, he believes it's a genetic condition and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, it definitely has something to do with genetic, obviously. That's what this whole thing is about, is that they're claiming that the paracetamol affects a genetic pathway, and then they're claiming that the folinic acid helps bypass the pathway to allow vitamins or whatever, B6, I think they said it was, into the brain to help, you know, communication.
Okay, so your bottom line is, at least, whether what Trump said is true or not, at least we're having a conversation about this. That's your whole point on that. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call, Niall. Let me bring in a few more opinions on this, and there have been lots. Trevor.
Good day, boys. Trevor here. It's going to be a good topic today, innit? I imagine all the little pro-Americans will come out and say, Donald Trump's doing a great job. Fuck up, you rehabs. Get back in your closets. Anyway, boys, listen. You're talking about a man who said in 2020, put light inside the body, drink bleach, and I think it was horsey wormer you can use. Like, this is a fucking clown. And the fucking fella he put in charge of the health of that country sounds like a fucking bet down rehab of a Dalek. This man should not be anywhere near the health services in that country. But you know what? A country that looks like it's back in the 1930s. It's just ludicrous how the fucking idiots are now running their fucking asylum over there. They need to get him out. They need to get all of his cabinet out, from the racist who runs the now war department to this clown who swims in, I think it was reported he was swimming in water that was like infested with E. coli or something. He said it was grand. Lads, these are not sane people. They're sociopathic, narcissistic fucking lunatics who can't take being criticized, that are going after the comedians who have free speech over there. Apparently that's now gone in America too. But you know what, lads, when it comes to healthcare, education and like that, this fucking clown has ran it into the ground. A fucking tangerine tyrant mango Mussolini motherfucker. Sorry, lads, bit of a rant there, but you're probably going to play this out on air. But anyway, lads, have a good show.
We did play it out on air, Trevor. Here's Stephen.
Morning, lads. Just a quick one. I'm on my way into work. But, the only thing I'll say is, like, if you're going to listen to the Orange Man, you might need to take medication. And we've got 3 years and about 8 months left of this fucking madness. And once the madness is over, please God, everything will work out all right. But, you know, taking medical advice off the Orange Man is definitely not the good thing. He turned around and said, drink bleach during COVID. So that's enough said. Like, have a good day, lads. Cheers. Also, tell Anthony he takes some blood pressure tablets. Peace.
Thank you, Stephen. And one final message. Stephen lives in the States, by the way. David.
Hey, lads. Great show there, as usual. I was just wondering there if you could ask Killian, how would you do, Killian, if you developed cancer or someone, you know, or your wife got cancer? Put a bit of wood now that they don't and you don't, you know. But would you go through the whole chemotherapy or radiation thing or pain relief or anything then? Or would you just, like, wing it and just eat vegetables and fruit and watch your diet?
All right, David, thanks very much indeed for your message. And one final message, Sean.
Donald Trump is an absolute fucking idiot. He doesn't know his arse on his fucking elbow half the time. But he says that paracetamol can affect Down syndrome children. Since when is he a fucking doctor? He hasn't got a clue. Do you know what I mean? He's not a doctor. Scientists know what they're talking about. Nine times out of ten, the man doesn't get a choice. It's the woman who gets the choice if she wants to take paracetamol or not. If she's the one carrying the child. Do you know what I mean? The man doesn't really get a say as such. You know what I mean? You can say, oh, I don't think you should take that. It might affect the baby. I don't know. But we don't actually properly get a say. At the end of the day, we're not the one taking the medication. We're not the ones carrying the child. But I do think, you know, paracetamol can affect children with autism, but we don't know. There's no facts in that. We don't know. You could say the same thing about any disability. You know, you could be deaf because you're paracetamol, because you're paracetamol. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely pathetic.
All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages, and indeed thank you to some people who sent messages and we just don't have time to play them. Thank you. It's been a huge response to that conversation, all caused by a statement by the American president.
Aren't MAGA the most despicable human beings on the face of the earth?
Yeah,
I think so. You know who's worse than MAGAs? Irish Magus. You know the ones going around saying make Ireland great again?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Miggas.
But they actually buy the hats.
No, I've seen them.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.